Governor Steve Sisolak has announced that Nevada is entering a long-term COVID-19 mitigation strategy instead of a phased approach. It will allow for individual counties to assess high-risk businesses and come up with a plan to address outbreaks. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has the story.
During a press conference, Sisolak said the goal is to place tighter restrictions only on high-risk areas. The statewide shutdown of businesses, like casinos, led to a nearly $1.2 billion budget deficit, something Sisolak wants to avoid running into again.
Shutting down public and economic activity throughout the state is not sustainable in the long term. Hundreds of thousands of Nevadans lost their jobs. Businesses suffered, and our fragile economy took a massive hit, leading to negative impacts felt from the state's budget all the way down to household budgets throughout Nevada.
For the mitigation strategy, counties will be required to meet three criteria each week. The criteria are related to the amount of testing performed in each county, along with the rate of cases per capita and the percentage of those tested who are positive. If counties don't meet two of the criteria, they're considered an elevated risk for the spread of COVID-19 and must undergo an assessment with the state. During the assessment, the county must determine where the spread is occurring and come up with a plan on how to curb it. The state's COVID-19 response director, Caleb Cage, listed the restrictions that can be placed on counties.
That may include, in areas of increased spread, lowering capacity across the board in businesses or potentially returning to phase one recommendations, which may include restricting high-risk businesses to curbside and delivery-only services or further reductions of public gatherings.
Sisolak said this targeted approach will allow businesses that are following safety precautions to remain open. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck in Carson City.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.